James Klar, who heads the MEC in Jefferson City, said the public tends to focus on legislative lobbyists, but there are lobbyists in the executive and the judicial branches, too.
An executive lobbyist is someone who actually lobbies the executive branch of state government, which would be the governor's office and all of the various state agencies that that are under the executive branch. So if someone is lobbying an official about an executive action that might be taken by the governor or by some other agency, that would be the kind of person that would register with the Missouri Ethics Commission as an executive lobbyist.
And just as it sounds, a judicial lobbyist is someone who lobbies the judicial branch of state government.
But not in what the public might think about. It's not lobbying to get a certain result on a court case. It's actually lobbying the judiciary on budget matters. So, for example, if the judiciary is looking at some new advancement, typically it's in like how people file things. You know, there's a lot more electronic filing now in our courts as opposed to in the old days you would actually go to the courthouse and file it by paper. So there are vendors that the courts use for those services. So someone who's lobbying on behalf of that vendor to say, I think we should go with our product because it's going to make your life easier as a judge or as a court, those individuals would have to register as lobbyists if they're engaged in that kind of activity.
And, of course, those who try to persuade state lawmakers are considered legislative lobbyists. They're typically lobbying for or against pieces of legislation that are before the General Assembly. Sometimes they're asking for specific action on those bills, like whether to vote it out of committee or to take a particular action on the House or Senate floor. And Klar says, under that category of legislative lobbyists, there are a few different subsets of people.
There are those that are considered what I would refer to as contract lobbyists. So you've got individuals that may work for 10 or 15 different either companies or other business interests or other interests, and they lobby on each one of those interests' behalf, depending on what the issue is that day at the Capitol.
Then you've got people who are actually employed full-time by a single organization.
So, for example, some of the utilities in our state, I think, actually employ full-time people who lobby the legislature, for example. So it kind of breaks down, really, depending on what the lobbyist principal wants. You know, they may want to go with a contract-type person, or they may want to actually have an in-house employee-type person. And then you've got a bunch of people that work for not-for-profits and other interests. They may be paid, they may not be paid, but because they're still on a regular basis asking the legislature to take decisions that would either benefit their client or make some change in law, they still have to register even if they're not necessarily being paid anything.
All lobbyists on the state level have one thing in common. They're bound by Missouri law to report gifts. The idea is transparency. The public should always know who is influencing their elected officials.
So where the law stands is if a lobbyist wants to make an expenditure, which is the word that's used in the statute, but the public would think of it as a gift, and that could be a meal, that could be tickets to a sporting event, you know, that could be any number of things. The only real requirement right now is that the lobbyist has to report monthly to the Missouri Ethics Commission what that amount is and who it's been expended upon.
And that expenditure or gift can be made on a public official or the official's family. So you'll see if you go to the MEC website and follow the links to reporting expenditures, you'll notice that even if the spouse or children receive a gift, it's supposed to be reported. This is all at the state level. There are lobbyists at the municipal level, too, and they're required to follow many of the same reporting rules. I'm Jennifer Moore.